From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scher. Right now, on Pier 70 in downtown Seattle, a crowd is gathering with signs and banners. It's part of a planned protest against Goodman Real Estate. Goodman Real Estate is one of the area's most active developers. The company recently became the target of complaints about what critics call predatory development.
Residents of Lockhaven Apartments are among the protesters. For several months, residents of this senior housing complex in Ballard say that Goodman's planned redevelopment of their complex will throw them onto the streets. Recently, they joined forces with residents of the Theodora. That's an apartment building in Ravenna that was put up for sale by its current owner. It's slated to be purchased by Goodman Real Estate. Joining us now are Eliana Horn, a tenants' rights organizer, and Tim Daub, a tenant at Theodora. And Tim, I'd like to start with you. Can you tell me when you first moved into the Theodora Apartments?
February 2001.
And why did you choose this building?
I chose it because it was a safe location, and it's close to work, and that was important to me.
When did you find out that the building was up for sale?
I think it was like of August of last year.
And was there any kind of communication about how long current tenants would stay or if you would get to stay?
They kind of made it sound like we had to move out. And then there's been some other communications that's given us different information. That's about it.
If you are forced to leave the Theodora, where do you think you would go, Tim?
I'd probably move to, like, the University District, because it's important that it's close to where I work.
Have you done much protesting like you're doing today?
No, this is my first time.
And what brought you out to the streets?
What?
What brought you out into the streets to protest?
Because I'm a member of the Theodora Rescue Committee and the Tenants Union doing this.
And so everybody is joined together to do this?
Yes.
That's Tim Daub. He's a resident of the Theodora, an apartment building in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood. It turned out to Eliana Horn, who is an organizer. And Eliana, why target Goodman Real Estate in particular?
Hi, Marcy. Thanks for having us on the show today. We're targeting Goodman Real Estate because Goodman Real Estate is preying on the affordable housing that's available in Seattle. Rents are skyrocketing, as many listeners, I'm sure, are aware or have experienced themselves. And part of this is because companies like Goodman Real Estate are specifically trying to find the limited affordable housing that's left in our city and are making cosmetic improvements and then hiking up the rents. And that actually has ripple effects on the market overall and is continuing to increase the rents in Seattle.
Okay, well, let me go back to that first point that you made. They're specifically targeting buildings. What are they doing?
They're looking at the market and identifying where are there rents that are low enough that we can, and buildings that don't have kind of luxury amenities that people with more income would desire, and where can we put minor these amenities and kind of luxury characteristics in, and then raise the rent so that it appeals to a higher income bracket. And so we see them targeting places like the Lockhaven, which is a building that's been around for 60 years and providing minor upgrades, and then increasing the rent by twice as much, or identifying buildings like the Theodora, a HUD building that has remained low, it has been a building for low-income tenants for 60 years, and actually even 100 years, it was another building for folks in need before that, and can convert it in a hot neighborhood, a hot market with good school, with good schools, and increase the rent.
Now, Eliana, that's business as usual. That is how it works in our particular form of market economy. Somebody buys something, they improve it, and then they reap back their profit. What kind of impact do you think Goodman's business practices have more generally on the Seattle apartment market?
Actually, they're appealing specifically to an income bracket that's higher than the long-term residents in Seattle. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we want this city to remain a city for long-term residents, for seniors, for veterans, for folks with disabilities? for working folks. And we need to, as a city, decide if that's what we want. And I would venture to say that many listeners out there want to see long-term residents be able to stay here.
What do you expect specifically to accomplish with today's protest?
We expect it to be bringing community support and pressure onto Goodman Real Estate to make them accountable to the tenants that they are displacing, to the tenants whose lives they're disrupting, to the tenants who are going to have to leave their neighborhoods, their communities, their cities. And hopefully we're hoping that he'll come to the negotiation table and actually save some housing as affordable.
Eliana Horn, a tenants' rights organizer, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And we also spoke with Tim Daub, a tenant at the Theodora, another building slated for purchase by Goodman Real Estate. We did reach out to Goodman Real Estate and to Volunteers of America, the current owners of the Theodora, for their comments, and we'll bring you their side of the story tomorrow on The Record on KUOW.